third attempt here at the Australian Open. This time you went a step closer to winning your first ever match. First of all, how do you rate the performance in the match overall?
Yeah, I mean, we won the first set, which was really good. We had our chances. We were up 4-2 in the first. It went back to 4-4. It was a close set, but we played a good tiebreak. In the second set, we went down pretty early. We had a bit of a dip, I'd say. We weren't really in there as much as we were in the first set. And the third set, we ended up getting ourselves 3-1 up. Unfortunately, we just didn't quite keep on top of them, and they got back into it. And then 5-3, like the last game, we played a good game. It was toing and froing, juice and advantage for a couple of times. But unfortunately, we couldn't get that game and take it to 5-4. But yeah, it was good effort, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Possibly one of the keys was when you got the break in the first set, you weren't able to keep it, so you wasted maybe too many energies over there and you were not able to keep enough stamina in the end of a match. That could have been one of the reasons.
Yeah, I mean, I think we had our chances, I think we had some chances in each set, really. If we had capitalized on them, I think, yeah, we could have, like you said, saved some energy and also just been a bit more clinical, yeah.
Let's talk about yourself a little bit. How did you get into tennis, first of all?
I was 6 years of age when I started playing. My mum just signed me up for tennis lessons at our local club in England, because I was born in England, at David Lloyd. And she signed me up to pretty much just have tennis lessons with my friends. And from there, the coaches obviously moved me up into each sort of level. So we started on sponge ball, red ball, orange ball, and green ball, full ball. And so I started playing when I was six, and obviously it kind of just took off from those lessons, really. They just moved me up, and then I started playing tournaments, and then I remember winning an aerial tennis ace talent search in England. It kind of just took off from there. I just started playing more seriously, more regularly, and yeah, it just kind of escalated, I guess.
Your dad said that one of the reasons why the family decided to move to Australia from England was the weather.
Yeah.
So were you happy in terms of your tennis career? Because obviously you could play a lot more outdoor tennis here in Australia.
Yeah, exactly. In England, we were literally playing under the bubble, which is like a undercover court, because it was just such bad weather all the time. But and I remember we used to run up to the clubhouse to just warm our hands up in the fire, and we were even tempted to play with gloves, it was that cold. But it is a lot easier to play outdoors in Australia, and there's a lot more outdoor tennis played, obviously, but so it's easier, I guess, to play outdoors a lot more, get a lot more court time, I'd say, because there was obviously a lot of bubbles in England because of the weather, but yeah, like the weather, you really couldn't play outdoors much at all, so it definitely is easier to play outdoors here in Australia with the weather.
Was it some sort of a win-win situation? Because there's other girls which instead decided the other way around, such as Laura Robson. She was born in Australia but now plays for the UK. Johanna Konta as well. You were born there but instead you play for Australia. Advantages and disadvantages in this move?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't do it for the tennis at all. It was purely lifestyle. So I think it's what situation and what works for each individual family, I guess. So I guess it's just based on each situation, really. Obviously, they chose to go to England, but I don't know their situations. I don't really know why or what made them, but for us, it was just a lifestyle choice. It wasn't anything to do with tennis at that time, because I was still really young and I wasn't playing that competitively at that time, so I was just starting out, really.
And what are the advantages now instead of playing tennis in Australia for Australia?
Obviously, like you said, the fact that we can play a lot more outdoor tennis, which is where most of tennis is played, really. So I guess the weather just, permits you to do that. But, I mean, I'm not sure if there's certain, I don't know if I could say there's advantages. There's always pros and cons in everywhere, really. But yeah, I mean, we purely didn't do it for the tennis, so I couldn't really say we did it because of this and this helps, like, this is an advantage, this is a disadvantage. So really, we just kind of went with the flow and just did what we needed to do. So.
And nowadays, what's your daily routine and how much time you dedicate to tennis? How's your everyday life like?
Pretty busy in terms of on the court, in the gym. I probably spend about a couple of hours on the court in the morning, and then a couple hours in the gym in between, and then another session in the afternoon, a couple hours again, or an hour and a half, or whatever I need to do. But yeah, probably two on-court sessions, one session in the gym, and in between that, just eating really, and yeah, just two sessions a day, one gym session, just yeah.
And how much you travel, and how much you feel like you belong to the tour already?
I travel, well, I finished juniors last year, so I was traveling a lot, playing a lot of junior tournaments. But this year, I think for the first part of this year, I'm going to be staying in Australia and playing some pro tours. There's a lot of pro tours coming up in Australia just to try and get my pro ranking up. So I think with me transitioning into pros now, I don't think I'll be on the road as much. I think I'll be just selective in where I go rather than just kind of following the circuit around. Just see what's best like for me and see whether I can fit in some training blocks as well, and just kind of assessing it as we go along, I guess, depending on what I can get into, what I can play, what I need to play, stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I'd really like to be here next year. I'd really like to be playing on the tour full on, so I'll just do everything I can to get my ranking up and to try and hopefully, if I can get it up before the next slam, I mean, that'd be unbelievable. But just got to go through the process and see when I can be back at a Grand Slam, really.
Now you're about 600 in the world. If we're talking in numbers, would you be happy by the end of this year you'll be number 300, or you aim for more?
I'd hopefully aim for a bit more, really. I'd try and do it as soon as I could. But hopefully just, yeah, maybe I could halve my ranking within the next, like, few to 6 months perhaps. But it really just depends on what I do in like my next few tournaments. Like, I guess we'll just see how I go, but hopefully I can do it as quick as possible so I can be back at a slam real soon.
One last question in relation to your relationship with Australia. Obviously, you were born in UK, parents and grandparents from Punjab, then you moved to Brisbane, traveling around the world. What place do you call home, if there's one you call home?
Yeah, Brisbane. We live in Brisbane, so we just stay in... Whenever I'm not on tour, I'm in Brisbane, really. But obviously, last year, a few years before that, I've been travelling a lot. So I think this year I'll be having a little bit more time in Brisbane, really. So at the moment, yeah, we live in Brisbane, so that's where we go back to.
And home is not where a tennis racket is?
No. It's not. It's just, yeah, wherever we are, I guess, at the time. But we live in Brisbane, so it's nice to be back there. And I always love going back to England, back home there. So I guess I have two sort of homes, really. I still call England home purely because I was born there. And every time I go there, it feels like I'm back at home. But when I'm in Brisbane, it feels like I'm at home. So I guess it's nice to have a couple of places you can call home, I guess. So, yeah, it's good.
With your grandparents at home at the moment, can you say hi in Punjabi to our listeners?
I can say Sat Sri Akal. But yeah, it's really good to have my grandparents in Brisbane with us. Can't wait to go back and see them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.